Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Pinchas, that is Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud. Now we conclude Balak with a terrible story of the Me'avi Midyani women's seduction of Klal Yisrael, the plague that broke out, killing 24,000, and the climax, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon mocking Moshe Rabbeinu in front of many Yidden and taking a Midyani princess into his tent to commit the act. Moshe was crying because he forgot what the halacha was in the situation. Pinchas reminded him that Habayal Aramis Kanoim Paigimbay, one that cohabits with an Aramean, one who exhibits the Midah of Kanois, zealous defense of Hashem, may kill them. And that's what Pinchas did. He went into the tent and killed them in the act, and the plague subsided. So the pasuk starts out, Vayidaber Shalom Meshalemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, Pinchas the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKayin, Heshev es Chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael, he turned back, or he quelled my anger from the b'nei Yisrael, b'kanias kinasi b'soicham, when he avenged my vengeance among them, v'loichi liyasi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi, and I didn't destroy the b'nei Yisrael in my vengeance. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk Yud Aleph, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, and first of all, Rashi addresses why is it that we have to say who his father and grandfather were. So Rashi tells us, because of Shvatim, they were making fun of him, they were embarrassing him. Have you seen this Ben Puti? Why are they calling him Ben Puti? That his father's mother fattened calves for Avodah Zarah? That's talking about Yisrael, who was his father's mother. His mother was one of Yisrael's daughters. Yisrael used to be a priest for Avodah Zarah, and he had fattened cows for those Avodah Zarah. So they were making fun of him and saying, do you see this man, and he killed a Nasi from one of the Shvatim. That's where the pasuk comes and tells us that his lineage is actually after Aaron, and he exemplified what Aaron HaKohen exemplifies, which is peace, and he actually stopped the plague by doing what? When he avenged my Nekama, he expressed the anger that I should have expressed. An expression of kino is talking about someone settling a score and avenging some sort of a vengeance for something. Therefore, say, behold, I give him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his offspring after him, Bris Kunas Olam, a covenant of eternal kahuna, because he took vengeance for his God, and he atoned for the Bnei Israel. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, as Brisi Shalom, it should be for him a covenant of peace. This is similar to a person who shows graciousness to someone who did a favor for him. Afkan, also over here, Hashem expressed his peace and friendship to him. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi, this covenant will be for him, bris kuhunas oilam, a covenant of eternal kahuna. Even though the kahuna was already given over to the offspring of Aaron, it was only given to Aaron and his sons, and anyone that's born to them after they were anointed to the kahuna. Pinchas was born before they were anointed, but he wasn't anointed with them. He didn't even become a kayin until now. Pinchas only became a kayin once he killed Zimri. He did it for his God. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Dalet. And the name of the Jewish man which was slain, Asher Hukas HaMidyanis, he was slain with the Midyanis, the Midianite woman, Zimri ben Salu. His name was Zimri ben Salu. Nasi Beis Avol Shimani, he was the Nasi, he was the head of a father's house of Shevet Shimon. V'shem Isha Muka Midyanis Kazbi Basur. And the name of the woman who was slain, she was the Midianite woman, her name was Kazbi Basur, Rush Umay's base of Midian Hu. He was the head of peoples of a father's house in Midian. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal, tells us, V'shem Ish Yisrael, B'makam Sheiches Tzadik L'Shevach, Yiches HaRash L'Gnai. In the same place where the Pasuk brings the lineage of the Tzadik, and that's for a praise for him, we talk about the lineage of Pinchas. He's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron. So over here, we also bring the lineage of a Rasha for his embarrassment. We say that he's Zimri ben Salu, and he's the Nasi of Shimon. Nasi Beis Avla Shimon, he says Rashi, Le'echan Mechamishas Bate Avis Shahil Shevet Shimon. He was the Nasi of one of the heads of the five families of Shimon. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this, is Lo'idia Shivcha Shem Pinchas. This tells us of the praise of Pinchas. She'af b'shezah ha'yonasi, even though he was a nasi, lo imanas atzmim l'kani l'chil Hashem, he didn't withhold from avenging the chil Hashem that was taking place. L'kachad yacha akasav mi'amuka, that's why the pasuk tells us who was slain, even though he was very important. He was a nasi of Shevet Shimon. Nonetheless, Pinchas did not refrain from killing him because he was avenging Hashem's honor. Rashi pasuk tazvav tells us, v'shem isha amuka, why is it that we need to know her name? L'idiachas in asim shal midyanim, this teaches us the hatred of the midyanim. She'efkiru basmel chuznos, that they completely let her loose, even even though she was the daughter of a king, they let her loose for Znos Kedei L'Hachdias Yisrael in order to get Yisrael to sin. Resh Umais, Echon Mechameshes Malchim Midyon, one of the five kings of Midyan, as Evi, Ves Rekem, Ves Tzur, Vuhaya Chashem Mekulam, he was the most important king. Kazbi Bas Tzur, her father Tzur was the most important one. Shana Amr says, Resh Umais, he was the Resh of the Umais. Ulafisha Nag Bizayin Ba'atzmai L'Hafkir Bitoy, since he treated himself in a debased way, he let his daughter loose, Minay Shlishi, and only counts him as third. Base of Chamisha Batei Avos Hayu L'Midyan, there were five fathers' households of Midyan, Eifav, Eifer, V'Chanoich, V'Avida, V'Alda, V'Zahaya Melch, Echad Mehem, and he was the king of one of them. So back to Chumash Pasuk Daz Zayin, V'Yidaber Shel Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzoreres HaMidyanim, harass or antagonize the Midyanim, V'Kisem Oysam, and strike them, Ki Tzoreim Heim Lachem, because they antagonized you, V'Nichleihem Asher Niklu Lachem Al Dvar Pa'ar, through the conspiracy that they conspired about the matter of Pa'ar, this was their Avodah Zarah, V'Al Dvar Kazbi Bas Nisi Midyan HaChaysam, and also because the matter of Kazbi, the daughter of the Nasi of Midyan, their sister, Hamukabiyah Magef Al Dvar Pa'ar, that was slain on the day of the plague, also because of the matter of Pa'ar. So Klal Yisrael was just commanded to wage war against the Midyanim because of what they did to Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, Ki Tzoreim Heim Lachem Al Dvar Pa'ar, Shefkir B'nei Seim Luznus Kidei La'ataysam Achar Pa'ar. They let their daughters loose for Znus in order to make Klal Yisrael go off and do Avodah Zarah with Baal Pa'ar. Vezmayev Loitziv Lahashmid. However, they were not commanded to wipe out Mayev. Why? Mipnei Rus Shahai Sasid Lotzis Mehem. Because of Rus, she was going to end up coming out of Mayev. Kedamarin Baba Kama. And back to Chomesh Perichav Vav Pasuk Aleph. Vahi Achrei Magefa, and it was after the plague. There's actually a little bit of a pause over here in the Pasuk, and the Baal Kari is supposed to pause for a moment while he's reading the Parsha, just for a slight pause, just for one moment. Vahi Marshal Moshe, Vel Azar Ben Arakain Lamar, and Hashem said to Moshe, and Elazar the son of Aaron Akain, saying, Su'us Resh Kaladas Bnei Yisrael, raise up, lift up the head of all the assembly of Bnei Yisrael, which means take a head count, Miben Esrim Shana Vamal Beis Avosam, from 20 years old and up to their father's house, Kol Yitzhak Tzav Yisrael, anyone that goes out to the Legion of Yisrael, meaning anyone that can go out to the army, he's counted, that's from 20 years old and up. Vaydaber Moshe Ve'al Lazar HaKayin Oysam Bar Vaismayev, and Moshe and Elazar HaKayin spoke to them in Ar Vaismayev Al Yarden Yerecho Lemar, on the Yarden opposite Yerecho, saying, Miben Esrim Shana Vamala, from 20 years old and up, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe Bnei Yisrael, just like Hashem commanded Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, Hayetzim Eretz Mitzrayim, when they were going out of the land of Mitzrayim, everyone who's 20 years old and up is going to be counted. Now let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, and understand why they were being counted right now. So Rashi tells us, Vayihi Acharei HaMagefa, was after the plague. Mashal Resh Nechesu Ze'ev Mosech Edrei V'Hargu Bahen. This is a mashal. We have a shepherd, and wolves entered his flocks and killed a number of sheep. V'hu Mayna Yisam Lei Demeyin HaNisaris. So he's counting the sheep to see how many are left over. And that's what happened over here. A Magefa, a plague, struck Klal Yisrael. It killed a number of them. So Hashem says, let me count Klal Yisrael, they're very beloved to me. Davar Acher, another way of understanding why Bnei Yisrael is being counted right now, Kishiyatsu Mitzrayim and Nimsur L'Maisha, when they were taken out of Mitzrayim and they were given over to Maisha, Nimsur L'Beminyan, they were handed over to Maisha's charge and they were counted then. Achshav Kshakar Vlamos, now that Maisha Rabbeinu is about to die, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael and he's not going to go and he's going to die. Ulachshar Tzoyna, he's going to give his sheep back, Machzir B'minyan, so he gives them back also, counting them. When he got them, they were given over to him with a certain number, so now that he's giving them back also knowing how many he's giving back to Hashem or really handing over to Yeshua. So let's just see the next Rashi's till we finish the Aliyah. Pasuk Bezin Rashi, Lubeis Avoysam, Al Shevet to Avi Sachasu. They're always connected to their father's Shevet, Vlach or Amen, not to their mother's Shevet. Pasuk Gimel, Vaidaber Mesh Velazar Akayan Oysam. They spoke to Klai Israel about this, Shitsiva Makam Lim Noysam, that Hashem commanded them to count them, Lamar saying, Amru Lahem, meaning say to them, Tzichamatem Limanus Ben Esrim Shana Vamala, you have to be counted from 20 years old and up. Rashi Pasuk Dalad, Kasher Tziva, Shehem and Yonah Ben Esrim Shana Vamala, that their count should be from 20 years old and up. Shenemar Kala Ivral Pekudim, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded when they left Mitzrayim. So too, it's the same exact thing here. Everyone 20 years old and up is going to be counted. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the actual count of Klal Yisrael, their names and their numbers. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.